WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes. We'll be on the air for an hour in the middle of the month, just prior to the Sunday Night Hayride on WGEL.
Swamp, it's June.
It's June already.
Yeah, middle ready. Of the year.
I'm ready, I guess.
Month of the middle of the year.
Yeah, I guess I'm ready. I don't know.
Yeah, Dave.
Well, a couple things going on in June, and one is the first day of summer. And I got a little something I want to play for that in honor of summertime.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple other things to do. A little bit of kind of sadness here is, I hate to start out with this, but old buddy John Hartford, who never was in Greenville that I know of. I think the problem with people coming to Greenville, there was not the venues to play. I saw John Hartford years ago in Edwardsville, and I think that was like the cutoff point for a lot of touring people. Because they had the Wildy Theater down there.
And still got the Wildy Theater.
And the Wildy's still going. Yeah,
going strong.
Going good. And so it was big enough to draw some national acts. And Greenville just didn't have the the venue, I guess. So, but anyway, John Hartford passed away, make a long story short, passed away 20 years ago, which is kind of hard to believe. They are having a thing earlier in the month. They had a thing for him. It's not the full-blown festival they had at John Hartford Memorial Festival. He passed away the first part of June, so they always have it pretty close to the time he passed away. They just had a small thing this year. I think next year, hopefully, with all the COVID thing behind us, we'll have a full-blown festival with a lot of entertainment. John's kind of, to me, it's like an honorary Illinois guy. He was actually born in New York City. He was born in 1937. His father was a research doctor. He was a doctor, but it wasn't the MD variety, research diseases, things like that, blah, blah. And John actually, I think he's like a week or two old. His family moved back to Missouri, and they were Missouri people. And John pretty much grew up, I think, around the Webster Groves area down there in Missouri. So one thing, piecing the parts of John's life together, he became a record distributor for a while. He was also a disc jockey. We're going to get to that. About his disc jockey days here too this evening. He also worked as a record distributor, and he actually met the Bray Brothers. The first two we're going to hear is the Bray Brothers, who were kind of Champaign, Illinois based guys, who at the time were living in Clinton, Illinois. And I always thought John, we're going to play John's, one of John's former bosses named Uncle Johnny Barton, who had a radio show up in Clinton. John eventually worked for him. He ran into these guys because the Bray Brothers had an album out, and John was distributing records throughout the area, Missouri and Illinois, and he ran across the Bray Brothers record, which we played on the show here.
Oh,
in the past. And you've become a Bray Brothers fan, I think.
Yes, I have.
And at this point. So the first cut we're going to hear is John with the Bray Brothers, and this is an old fiddle tune. This is a very early recording of John. Never came out on a record until the 70s, and they pieced together some cuts from the past. The Bray Brothers kind of had a communal living arrangement in Clinton, Illinois, and I guess when John was passing through, he had his fiddle, and hey, let's play some tunes. The bluegrass people tend to seek each other out, and they got together. So this is early John Hartford. From his notes say from about 61 or 62, so this in Clinton, Illinois, and here's John Hartford and the Bray Brothers doing a fiddle tune for you. Thank you.
fiddling there. Start off the program tonight. Yeah.
It's John Hartford as a 20-something year old with the Bray Brothers, which was Francis on the bass, Nate Bray on the mandolin, and just a great mandolin player, and their brother Harley on the banjo. And the name of the tune is called Glory in the Meeting House, which maybe started a thing for Hartford. He liked to dig up fiddle tunes. It's not one that he wrote here at all, but it was a kind of traditional thing, and he showed it to the guys, and they liked it. So they had like a Crown tape recorder, which was one of the better tape recorders, and you know, just when tape was really actually tape, you know.
Yeah.
They had like an upstairs apartment. They get in there and record and stuff. So not a bad sound in the tape for the thing. So that's early John Hartford for you. Then, so.
Yeah. You know, there's an anniversary coming up for these next guys.
That's right.
We'd love to play their music.
We'll play along.
Right here from Greenville, Illinois. And,
that's right.
These guys grew up together. And it's been how many years since they started doing
Well, they're celebrating 40 years. 40 years.
40 years.
Pretty good.
The Chapman Brothers.
Chapman Boys.
And here's a tune that we played, I think, on the first show we ever did for our hometown music here. And it was so doggone good. We're going to bring it back after, two and a half years, something like that?
Yeah.
Yes. This is an old Ray Price tune, The Nightlife.
There you go.
Ain't no good life, but it's my life. The Chapman Brothers.
Mentioned Ray Price. I think Willie Nelson wrote that song, I believe. I'm not sure.
All right.
But, which I think Willie had a relationship with Ray. I think he played with Ray Price in Ray's band, I think, early on, maybe. So.
Yeah, that was probably, I'm going to say some early ASCAP money for Willie on that one. Good work.
Maybe he's still getting it.
I bet he is.
He sold one. He sold the rights to one. I think it was the Family Bible, I think it was called. And he sold that one. But the other ones he hung on to and... it's probably still making, you know, like crazy songs like that. So
yeah,
make some dough. Well, this next guy is fishing for a hit. He hasn't found one yet, but there's no justice in the world.
There's no justice in any world. This one or the next. Maybe the next. I
guess we'll find out.
That's what we find out.
But so, buddy, he's not exactly a hometown boy, but he actually went to Greenville College and got a degree from his Greenville College at the time. And it's an old buddy of ours named Jim Birch, and he's living up around the Champaign area. That's where he's from originally. So this is sort of the whimsical side of Jim here. It's a song called Vegetable Designer.
Vegetable Designer. There's a mind at work there.
Maybe he's way ahead of everybody.
I think he's far out there.
He's far out anyway.
Here we go with Jim Vegetable Designer.
Jim Vegetable Designer Birch.
I'm from Northern Carolina, and a vegetable designer is the only thing I ever wished to be. And I think I found a model, drinking ketchup from a bottle, and I talked her into going in with me. be explaining that it takes a heap of training to be doing what a model has to do. 'Cause it ain't no small tomato looking like an old potato, and it's twice as hard to look like something new. Now what we do for footing is we take a cabbage rootin', we make it into what you've never seen. And we breed it with a beanie, little tiny, very teeny, and we grow it into something called gabeen. Or sometimes if we're able, we'll take a random label like artichorn or maybe broccoli squash, and we'll mix a little broccoli with a little artichoke and with something that the maid forgot to wash. Oh, it's quite an undertaking, all these vegetables we're making, that folks will want to buy them is our hope. There's a rumor for an order from the southern Russian border for a load of cumber rut and cantaloupe. So if you are a-going where they've never had them growing, spread the word about our parn and pima too. But I think you ought to tell them, we design them, we don't sell them. There's a limit to what even we can do. Ma la 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 da da la da 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 da.
Well, there goes Jim.
Jim, Mr. Vegetable Designer himself. So.
It's hard to be a vegetable designer.
It is. Days.
It's an occupation that is not great demand.
No, it's not.
There must be a little demand.
Probably never will be. But who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
The crazier things have happened.
Things,
well,
yes, yeah. Look at the Bitcoin. Yeah.
Right. Well.
That was pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy stuff. Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
You got the... A woman named Missy Dunaway.
Missy Dunaway, yeah. Oh, man. I really like this song Missy did here.
She's involved with the opera up in Herrick, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, she sure is. She sure is. And this is Let Me Be There.
Let Me Be
Missy
There.
Missy Dunaway.
All right.
Here we go, Missy. Here we go.
Let me
There goes Missy, and let me be there. Let me
all
be
right.
there.
Nice job, dude.
Missy Dunaway, all the way from the Cowden Herrick Opry up there.
Right.
Cowden Herrick.
Sounds good. Well, John, we're going to pick up the thread and go back to John Hartford. And this is one of his early employers. He had a couple early employers. What I've researched about John was he got married in 1963. I think he was searching for some steady employment. And he ran across this fellow who happened to have a radio show in Clinton, Illinois. And John had passed through there before. We talked about the Bray Brothers earlier. And the Bray Brothers actually played on this radio station, did live shows there. And I think we played someone in the past of the Brays here. But this fellow named Uncle Johnny Barton, and I guess he helped some different people out. I was looking at liner notes of this album. This is recorded in Springfield. We're going to hear a cut from the Old Call Valley Opry. Johnny came down and was a guest on there, and which was in Vandalia.
Vandalia. There's some good music there.
Yeah, so Uncle John came down and sang the song, and I just want to read a couple, just part of this paragraph. Somebody wrote some notes on this album. He's opened the door in his heart to many a struggling young performer, given an opportunity of appearing on his TV. He had a TV show too, radio and stage show. He said, this break has led to many bright careers for numerous talents today. I thought about Hartford because Hartford's, you know, trying to make a living, and I guess Uncle John offered him a job. And we're not going to hear John Hartford on this, but again, this is a outtake from a live show down at the Oak Isle Valley Opera in Vandalia, and this is probably in the early 60s or two sometime, I think, so. This is one that'll be, everybody will know this song. We'll just play it, and we can talk about it after we play it.
Here we go.
Here we are.
We're back to do an old song. How many of you remember this one? Goes like this here. From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the tree of flowing mountains to the south there by the moor, she's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. Now she's a combination called the Wabash Cannonball. These eastern states are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Now listen to the jingle, engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call. You're traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Here's Dale Carter and his fiddle now. Building.
Yes, sir.
That was Uncle Johnny.
He was doing that song.
Johnny Barton. Yeah. Everybody knows that in the Wabash Cannonball.
Wabash Cannonball. You know, Dizzy Dean used to sing that down yeah, the baseball game. Yeah. Yeah, I think it kind of aggravated Pee Wee Reese when he did it, but it was,
yeah, that's
it
why
was
did,
always
it.
A thrill for the audience,
yeah,
I tell you.
I didn't know that. Well, it was definitely Roy. I kept kind of put Roy on the map, that song there, basically.
Yeah.
There's a trivia thing within this. If listeners really close, it wouldn't mean anything to some people, but he calls out the name of the fiddler on the fiddle break. Says Dale Torbeck. Dale Torbeck was uncle to Linda Hannebarger, who was married to Dale Hannebarger.
Oh,
so there's little
more connections.
More connections, Dale.
Greenville, Illinois.
Yeah, and I knew Dale somewhat. He was kind of a local character.
We know Dale.
Yeah, well, Dale Torbeck.
Oh, Dale Torbeck.
Yeah.
Oh, there's too many Dales.
Yeah, there's a lot of Dales.
Two
Dales.
One story.
Actually, Dale Torbeck was, I guess her father was a brother to this Dale, and his name was Ed. They call him Cactus Ed. His name was Torbeck. So Linda's maiden name was Torbeck. Anyway, Dale Torbeck. And they were, actually, I don't know if we'll get to this tonight, but I want to play in the future sometime. They were buddies with Tex Williams for a while, who put himself on the map in the mid-40s with Smoke
that cigarette.
That cigarette, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that was St.
Peter
one,
Jones
so.
Coming. Or,
yeah,
there's something.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Something about the...
Yeah.
Yeah, right,
tell
St.
Peter
the
gates. Tell St. Peter the Golden Gates. Got to wait. Got to have another cigarette.
That's right.
So, anyway, that was some of the Torbeck clan there. So that was Dale Torbeck playing the fiddle break there. I don't know who was playing guitar. I know some people that played over there. I'm not sure who that was. But anyway, so that's... one of John Hartford's, back to John Hartford, that's one of John's early employers. In 63, sometime in 63, he took out for Nashville then, basically, and took his young wife, I think he had a young son at that point, to headed down to Nashville about 64. We'll do at least one more song by John in the future here tonight.
Yeah, early tonight.
And we'll get his big song that put him over, too. So,
okay.
Anyway, that's it for Johnny Barton. We may never hear from Johnny Barton again. But
well,
you never know.
Well, maybe, I bet we hear from him on this program, maybe.
Oh, maybe so.
That was good. We might even play at Wabash Cannonball again, just to celebrate Wabash and Kansas.
Sure. Well, he's got another song, too. It's called Ode to the Little Brown Shack.
You know, I cross that Wabash River a lot.
Oh, okay.
Going east.
Right.
Going east,
right.
It splits Illinois with Indiana.
The old Wabash,
I always think of that tune.
The Mighty Wabash.
Dizzy Dean.
That's right. Okay.
Anyway, you know, next Sunday's going to be Father's Day, and we played this song in conjunction with Father's Day one time. Not sure exactly how it ties in, but let's do it again.
I think originally we played Everybody Works with Father. I think that's what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So can we get that, or are you doing it?
Well, this is Black Mountain Rag by some...
Right.
You can tell us who did this thing.
Let's look at Black
Mountain Rag right now.
Right.
And we'll figure out what happened and talk about it a little bit later.
Okay.
Here we go. Thank you. Well, Swamp Hat was Black Mountain Rag. Yeah. I don't think it had anything to do with Fathers, but this next tune does.
It does, but the fellow playing that was Norman Blake. I think his wife, Nancy, was backing up on the second guitar.
Yeah.
It's an old fiddle tune, and the guitar player's got a hold of it. Doc Watson has a great version. Maybe we'll play him sometime. But I think we're going for this next tune, which is a Father's Day tune, so we need to salute all the fathers out there. You're a father, I'm a father.
All those fathers.
Yeah. Salute all the fathers out there and some that aren't with us anymore, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Norman Blake singing a little song, and see what you think. We played this in the past. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but it's called Everybody Works But Father. And see what you think about this.
Here we go.
At 6 o'clock, I go to my work. Pull the coat buttoned up around my neck. No job would I shirk. I see winds blow around my head, cutting at my face. I'll tell you what I'd like to have is my dear old father's place.
Everybody works but father. He lays around all day,
feet stretched out to the fire, smoking his pipe of clay.
Mother takes in washing, and so does Sister Ann.
Everybody works around our house but my old man.
Carpets, father said he simply was a prince. We took all of mother's carpet out and we hung it on the fence. Then mother said, now beat it, dear, with all your might and main.
Father, he just beat it back to the fireside again.
And everybody works but father. He lays around all day, feet stretched out to the fire, smoking his pipe to play.
Mother takes in washing, and so does Sister Ann.
Everybody works around our house but my old man.
But father, he's gonna work next week. Bought him a pick and shovel, gonna dig out Decatur Street.
Mother's quit taking in washing, and so has Sister Ann.
Everybody takes vacation but my old man.
And everybody works but father. He lays around all day,
feet stretched out to the fire, smoking his pipe of clay.
Mother takes in washing, and so does Sister Ann.
Everybody works around our house but my old man.
There's a salute to fathers and redemption.
Yeah. And redemption. Father starts out kind of bad on this. He doesn't want to work and let everybody else work. But then at the end, he kind of changes his tune. And so, anyway, he saw the light. Got with it.
He's in with it. Yeah.
Grabbing a shovel, he's doing some
doing
work.
What a father ought to do. Take care of things.
That's right.
Okay.
So.
Next up, Swamp, we got this. Yeah. We had this guy was at the car show last month. Yeah. Mel Tillis song.
Okay.
Gary Protz, and he also goes by Gary Dean. So we're going to go Gary Dean, Man in Black. And
if you don't like Gary Protz, maybe you like Gary Dean.
Yeah, Coca-Cola Cowboy.
Okay.
I call collect on the phone. You say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more, don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You've got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone, 'cause you'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more, I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas.
Swap, that was.
Who was that?
Either it was Gary Probst, then you call him Gary Dean, right?
Okay.
There on that CD, and
okay.
Man in Black, known as the Man in Black, and he was at the car show at,
yeah,
Blue Bob's,
yeah, right,
last month, and he's from Clinton County, and
yeah,
does a heck of a job on,
yeah,
on Johnny Cash and Mel Tillis, mm-hmm, right there too.
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
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 yeah. On Mel.
Okay.
Okay, we're back with Sleep to John, and this is we left the last chapter, last installment was John was heading down to Nashville. He went to Nashville. I met up with Chet Atkins, fortunately, and Chet said, let's call you John Hartford. His original name was Hartford, actually, and Chet said, let's put T in there, and Hartford was like, okay, everybody says Hartford anyway, so let's do it. So he became John Hartford, and this is a song from about his second album. This is from 1967, and just another cut on this album, and it's the one that really put him over. Just go ahead and play it. I think everybody knows this song. We'll talk about it later on then, too.
So here we go.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind.
It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
John Hartford.
Yeah.
They've got the songwriter's favorite dream of,
oh man, I tell you, yeah.
Glenn Campbell cut that song.
Oh, wow. I think Glenn Campbell got about a year after this, maybe. And it's just, it was one of the songs, just two songs from the 60s, Gentleman Mine and Yesterday by the Beatles. Those are just skyrockets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody, a side hobby of mine is finding, which I stumbled across every once in a while, people who covered Gentleman Mine. I've got a copy by Aretha Franklin. Dean Martin covered it. The list goes on and on and on.
Whoa.
And on. And John just made, I mean, no exaggeration, like bushels of money off the thing.
Yeah.
So it really set him up, and he was always grateful to Glenn Campbell for covering it and kicking the whole thing off like that. So anyway, that's our, well, we got maybe one more tribute here. We'll see how it goes. But we want to go to Aaron O'Toole, I think, right at this point, don't we?
Aaron O'Toole. This is, I love
you
this
like song
by Aaron. Yes, I do.
I too.
Yes. And you do, too.
Yeah.
Yep. My feet are a little bit muddy here.
You're too muddy.
Too muddy. Here we go.
Oh, my feet are a little too muddy to be walking on them streets of gold. I said my feet are a little too muddy to be walking on them streets of gold. If I'll be counting all my blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. said my soul is a little too wretched to be resting in those loving arms. If I could just stand outside them glittering gates of glory,
Swamp, Aaron.
All right, Aaron.
And
shoes a little too muddy.
A beautiful thought, a beautiful song.
It is, yeah.
It's a terrific job on that.
Yeah, I think so. Good
way
song.
To go, Aaron. Yeah.
We're going to end up our John Hartford tribute with a homegrown guy, and it's none other than Craig Bowes Bomber, who's no stranger to most people around these parts. And he composed a song for John. It's called Dear John. And here we are.
Bowes.
Dear John, where have you gone? Well, it's just so hard to keep on keeping on without you. And I should have wished that we could have our time again. Dear John, where have you gone? There's a bluegrass boogie on the hill with fiddle lead and a banjo fill. The good old days and things that we have done. Turn your radio on and hear the news about steamboat whistle blues. Don't ever leave your records in the sun. Dear John, where have you gone? It's just so hard to keep on keeping on without you. And I sure do wish that we could have our time again. Dear John, where have you gone? Well, there must have been some magic in that derby hat, resting there so gentle on his mind. Got a picture of him hanging on the wall that I bounce off of, a vamp in the middle of the memory left behind. Gone. Well, it's just so hard to keep on keeping on without you. I sure do wish that we could have our time again. Dear John, where have you gone? So let's all join hands in the unbroken circle and give thanks that we knew him so well. Every word that he spoke and every song that he wrote and all the stories we all love to tell. One, two, three. Dear John, where have you gone? It's just so hard to keep on keeping on without you. And I sure do wish
said we could have our time again, dear John. Where have you gone? I sure do wish that you could have your time again, dear John. Where have you gone?
Hey, Craig, right. Tell us about a little more about that song.
Well, that was actually recorded down in Nashville, Tennessee. A friend of mine, David Johnson, we've featured him on the show before, and we might feature him in the future. He had a little little bedroom kind of studio thing, and had it set up there. Had some good mics, and got a pretty good recording, I think.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was playing guitar and bass on that song, and so give myself a little credit here.
Yes, that was good credit there.
That's Craig singing lead, of course.
Sounded excellent. Well, yeah.
Craig's playing banjo and singing lead, of course.
Yeah.
On that, so.
Yep.
That wraps up our tribute to John, and boy, I tell you what, there's not going to be too many more like him around, I'll tell you that.
No.
Big fan of him. So.
Wraps up our tribute to Father's Day, and wraps up our tribute to June, and we'll be back in July with something.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are holidays in July just all over the place.
Yeah, there are birthdays and stuff, too. So.
Yeah.
I know a guy's got a birthday.
Actually,
in July, okay. So.
All right. We'll surprise him next week. Next, man, I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah. Anyway, have a good June, everybody.
Hey, yes.
Yeah.